This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm not even going to do a joke about how, I know so many of you have asked me, how hot is it? It's become this running thing that we're doing, I guess, to alleviate what is so ridiculous when it comes to heat, because my friends in Phoenix right now, it's in the 90s in the middle of the night, right? I said the other day that it's so hot that cows are giving evaporated milk. I mean, seriously, it is crazy, crazy hot. It is the thing that we're all talking about. It is. And we know, right? I got one more for you because my young nephew said this to me. It's so hot. I said I wasn't going to do this, but I'm going to do it for him. It's so hot, polar bears are wearing sunscreen. Ba-dum-bump. For your entertainment. So seriously, it is the thing I harp on at the top because you keep telling me about it. We know that you have to hydrate. We know that it's insane when it's 90s in the middle of the night. And the scary thing, of course, is people who find themselves where they can't get cool, they can't afford air conditioning, all that stuff. But a lot of centers are being set up all over the place because nobody wants to see anyone die as a result of a heat stroke or all the other things that could happen to you. The people that are delivering packages, you know, we're talking about a potential UPS strike. And what happens if UPS workers go on strike? Or, you know, the Amazon people. And it's funny because I've actually left out, because I've had a bunch of packages that had to be delivered lately. I've put out right before I know they're coming, because, of course, they send you a million notifications that they're about to step on the property. And I put out bottles of really cold water, and they take them. You know, it's because they may obviously have it in their truck, but can you ever have enough when you're in a situation where you're out running up, getting up, down, up, 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 down all day long? And a lot of those people are the people that are feeling it. So, by the way, since we started and I mentioned the delivery people, you look at 8 billion parcels that get shipped by Amazon last year. Isn't that insane, that number? 8 billion. 60% sent through their own network. But then there are about 3.2 billion packages that are shipped by other carriers, 28% by the United States Postal Service, and then 8% by UPS. Pitney Bowes, they came up with all the statistics. They, you know, verify them, and that's what it is. So UPS, you see the brown trucks. I see one every day for all the people that work, I think, in my neighborhood at home and things that are being delivered to them, or just people that are getting packages. But I see the brown truck every day. 160,000 non-union employees are expected to work during a strike, a work stoppage from 340,000 Teamster members means the company would be able to handle just a fraction of the 25 million packages that it typically delivers daily, right? So now what's going to happen is FedEx, I would imagine, the Postal Service, which they're always complaining about having to raise rates on stamps and everything else because they're so in a hole, they could see delivery time slow if they get inundated with this demand from customers, you know, UPS customers. And I think they will, because when you have to ship something, you got to ship it. So how are you going to get it there? So it's weird because it would be like a gain, but then it would be a subtraction because of the amount of time that it would take. And it's all about time. I mean, these guys are timed, in whether it's UPS, whether it's Amazon, you know, whatever it is, how quickly they can get from one place to the other place, how quickly the packages are getting out, that whole customer service ring, how it affects all of us, how it affects your small business, you know, whatever it might be. So beware that that is something that is brewing, and there's some big potential for that to happen. You know, we've talked so much about the heat, but I was on a call today with some people from Kentucky, and they were saying, we're not talking as much about the heat. We're talking about flooding. And we get these flash flood warnings. They just had a lot of high water rescue crews that pulled people from flooded houses and cars in Kentucky. They had just waves and waves of thunderstorms. And so they kept getting these watches and warnings, and they were very, very real, of course, for the people that suddenly found themselves in that situation. There was a, if we just move slightly down south and we go to North Carolina, in Raleigh, North Carolina, there's a tornado that heavily damaged homes and a large Pfizer pharmaceutical plant where it just, the whole, it looked like the whole side had just been smashed off. It's like almost someone took a metal machete and giant and slammed the side of it. And of course, that's the latest in some crazy extreme weather events that have been happening in the U.S. So those things just happen. And it's always just that reminder, right, that as we have our eye on a million other things that are going on, it's just paying attention to that weather, especially with the flash floods. As somebody who, I haven't recently, but I have, even since I moved to the great state of Florida, I have been caught in a flood where all of a sudden lots of rain came down. I just pulled over into sort of a higher parking lot because I realized, ooh, this is bad. I mean, this is a low-lying area. I need to get out of here now. And it wasn't intentional. I was out. I had no idea. There wasn't a call for that kind of thing. And by the time there was a call for it, it was too late. I was already out in the elements. And I think sometimes that's what happens to people. There's a lot of controversy over these leaked emails that allege that the Texas patrol agents were ordered to push migrants into the Rio Grande. So imagine that. So Texas border control policies are being looked at and criticized after a state trooper said that they were told to push people back into the water. Wow. I mean, it's a bad situation in Texas, obviously, and in California. And this is a situation that is exacerbated at different times. And we know this, and we know that it hasn't been dealt with correctly. It doesn't matter who's in the White House, what's going on, what the policy is, because things weren't enforced decades ago, I think is part of the problem. But you can't go back in history. So there was a report that was published a couple days ago by Hearst Newspapers, and it quoted an email that was sent by one trooper from the Texas Department of Public Safety. And it was backed up by some others that these people's lives were actually being put in danger because they were just pushing them, you know, throwing them back into the water, basically, is how it was described. And the operation that was called Operation Lone Star led to 340,000 illegal immigrants being apprehended and 23,000 criminal arrests. And then there were 21,000 felony charges since they started this program in March. But pushing the people back into the water in several of those incidences related in the Del Rio area. Now, of course, that's being investigated as to who was pushed back and what specifically happened. All right, no pushback here. We're diving into what is going on in the world of sports with the big soccer tournament, the World Cup Soccer for Women, coming up next.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
I know I always say this, but the regular season opener between the Chiefs and the Lions, 49 days. There are a lot of things to talk about before things get underway. Are we going to do Nail the Score? I've been asked that. Yes, we're going to do Nail the Score. I'm going to try to really get you pumped up for it because I got some great prizes ready to go from some wonderful sponsors. So it could be a really super big year, and I hope we have some winners this time around. And speaking of winners, we're going to see who's going to win in the World Cup. The Women's World Cup is going on in Australia and New Zealand, but sadly, at least three people dead in Auckland. There was a weird shooting near the World Cup Fan Festival site. What a way to kick things off. So with this shooting, what happened? It was a 24-year-old who supposedly worked in the building where the shooting took place, but is dead. And police have determined there was no threat to national security, and the tournament is moving on as planned. But two people died, five others, including a police officer who was trying to help, was injured. And so he had some injuries, too, as well. But they neutralized the threat, obviously. And it's very unusual when you hear about that in New Zealand. So the people who were injured have moderate to more serious injuries is all they're saying at this point. So eight teams, including the U.S. women, are based in Auckland for the group stage, and most are staying at hotels close to where the shooting happened. So many of them said that they were saddened and it was inexcusable what happened, and the thoughts are with the people. There was a statement that was released by U.S. Soccer for example. But the World Cup begins Thursday night with a game between New Zealand and Norway at a place called Eden Park. The U.S. women open the tournament at the same stadium on Saturday. So what's there to know about the World Cup, and especially, obviously, you know, you have that pride for the American team, for the people that are listening. I know people are listening in other places, but you think of Alex Morgan and some of the other players and the odds to win, you know, what are the odds for the Americans? And they're pretty high. Let's put it that way. It's culture, as someone said to me, and there was even a headline I saw somewhere, a culture of constant winning. That's nice, right? The U.S. WNT, that's what's expected. They're just expected to have these seamless transitions from one generation to the next and be poised to possibly win the whole thing. I would say that's good. And I'll just give you one little thing that I was looking at. Julie Ertz is with the national team for the women, and she's a midfielder. She gave birth to her son just 10 months ago. She's 31. She wasn't sure what kind of shape she would be in, but she got into phenomenal shape. And she's been doing incredible daily workouts, and she was working out with a boys' soccer academy team in Phoenix. I love that, and said it was super fun and was just it was so great for her. And she is in excellent shape. I mean, she's from Mesa, Arizona. She lives year round in Phoenix, and she has been juggling a bunch of different things. She's married to an NFL player, and so she's excited for this World Cup, and she's part of the key, I think, besides the other superstars, as to what the women will do from the U.S. in this tournament. But it'll be a lot of fun to watch, to see. And the U.S., like I said, is an overwhelming favorite. That doesn't mean they will, because we've seen them be toppled before, but they are the overwhelming favorite to win the World Cup, and it would be the third consecutive title. And to give you an idea of what that means, because now we live in the world of sports betting, shockingly, right? FanDuel, DraftKings, online sports books, all that sort of stuff. If you placed a $100 bet on the U.S. women to win it all at what they call plus 225 odds, you would get 225 in winnings, plus the original $100 wager. Well, that's not bad. So you go from the U.S. and second would be England, Germany after that, Spain. The longest odds to win the whole thing, Philippines, the team from Vietnam, long odds there too. Like for Vietnam, it's plus 100,000, which is crazy, and then so on and so forth as you go through the list of what the bets would be like. But I thought that was kind of fascinating. All right, on to football, and there's so much we could talk about, like I say, always with football. So we look at playoff droughts. To me, that's always interesting. You have quarterback Aaron Rodgers now with the Jets. He's not happy about HBO. They do a yearly thing called Hard Knocks where they follow a team, and guess what? It's the Jets. But they're trying to gel ahead of the season, and they've got, you know, this four-time MVP in the New York market, and he's reunited with some of his Packer teammates like Randall Cobb and Alan Lazard and Tim Boyle and also the old offensive coordinator, Nathaniel Hackett. So that's all built around him. And it's all about this playbook and what's being called and I think all of that. And then, like I said, the Hard Knocks thing would be pretty interesting. Then there is Dalvin Cook. the cast off of the Vikings that happened in June. So the four-time Pro Bowler has rushed for at least 1,100 yards in each of the past four seasons. And it's interesting, you look at his 46 touchdowns and where he hits on the list, and if he and what happens with Dalvin Cook and what happens this season is huge, because there's so much conversation about what's happening with running backs and what's happening with these franchise tags that were just wrapped up the other day, and the conversation about, you know, Cook is what there's just so much buzz over. Where he's going, what's happening, and he is a favorite. I think he is still an incredible, incredible player. And the big talking point is who's going to take the 27-year-old former Pro Bowler who's taken the chance on him, and there has been interest, and I think whoever picks him up, they're going to get what they want. They're going to get yards, definitely. Yards that you need desperately when you're trying to move the chains and score some points. This is an interesting offshoot, and it relates to the fans and a big team also in New York not called the Jets. The New York Giants owner, John Mara, has sent out a letter to season ticket holders because they've been complaining about night games. So they're emailing, ringing the phones off the hook, trying to complain. And they're saying they don't like the fact that they've got three night games on the 23 home slate. And Mara sent out this letter, and he said, I understand you don't like night games. I don't like them either. On the other hand, if your team is playing most of its games at 1 p.m. in the afternoon, it usually means you're not doing very well. So he said, in any event, I hope we give you enough of a reason to want to attend our games in person, regardless of what time they are scheduled. So how about that? Isn't that interesting? He's right. Because of the flex schedules and everything else, if you are being if your games are being scheduled earlier, you're not doing as well. So, which is it? What do you want? And I think you want to have your team playing better. Like I said, there's so much we could talk about when it comes to sports, and when it comes to certainly when it comes to this upcoming season, and we will really preview the season because we have 49 days to do it, and we will preview every single team. Trust me, my friends, on that. All right, coming up next, a couple of really great authors you don't want to miss. Hang through.
I want y'all to understand I'm down with BDP. I got some man.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. A Texas Republican says it's up to Congress to come up with a solution to the border crisis. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Congressman Tony Gonzalez said none of the presidential administrations over the past several decades have made significant progress in solving the issue. An expert on gender-affirming health care says transgender issues are not a new thing. Dr. Marcy Bowers on CBS said transgender identities date back to biblical times, but it's become more of an issue today because people are feeling, quote, more comfortable coming out. A White House economic advisor says Bidenomics is going in the right direction. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, White House Council of Economic Advisors Chair Jared Bernstein noted that wages are starting to outpace inflation. A record-setting opening weekend for Barbie, making $155 million. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Lucas here on Author's Corner with me, Kate Delaney, on America Tonight. Her book, The Beauty's Bullying Adventure, and she's got a couple of these in the wings. It's so interesting, and I have to tell you, the illustrations and the stories, beautiful. Barbara, thanks for coming on.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me on.
So let's talk about what it was that led to these series of children's books and creating The Beauties. How did all this start?
Well, it actually started a decade ago. I had a youth group called The Beauties. They were actually my little sister. And from there, I turned them into this amazing book because my little sisters are actually grown now. So I brought them back to life in my own unique way.
Yeah, and it's interesting because we see that there's so much struggle out there with bullying. And the idea is you have these triplet sisters, and their superpowers, you know, they have these superpowers, and they're trying to help stop bullying with young people. So do you agree with me? We see that out there a lot, and there needs to be something, I think, that kids can understand, and that's probably part of this road for you, right?
Yes, I'm actually a victim of bullying, so that's what really made me want to do the book on top of having the youth group and bringing them back. So I was bullied by my own inner circle. What I mean by that is by my own siblings as a child, and that triggered a lot of things in me. I didn't understand self-esteem or self-awareness. So when my sibling used to call me names like stupid, retarded, dummy, it will hit me in different ways to make me feel like I was those things. And then when I went in school, we went to the same school. I remember, because I was also in special education classes from 5th through 12th grade. So we went to middle school together, and I remember walking down the hallway, and I was coming down the special ed hallway. And my sibling was coming down the regular ed hallway, and it was like, there go your sibling. And my sibling looked at me and was like, that's not my sister. And that crushed my heart, because it was like we were around a lot of people and they were laughing at me and everything. And it's like I just felt it like I was nobody, you know. And now that I'm grown and I have this ability to create, because I always lived in my head, now I want to give back to the community, the youth, and show them that you could do anything you put your mind to, no matter what you've been through, because I myself been through a lot as a child growing up. In a poverty community.
Yeah, and I love that you also say, because it's not just necessarily strangers or classmates or people you know, but as you said, the inner circle, people that are there in your family, and how tough is that? And that's something, like you said, that affects you in so many ways, self-worth, self-esteem. How do you climb out of that hole?
Truth is, the only way you can climb out is distance yourself once you get older and being able to. Like when I was a child, I stayed in my room, and I was always told to be the bigger person. And it's like, how do you be the bigger person when first and foremost you're not the oldest? Sorry about that. And then secondly, you know, you've been through so much being bullied in school. On top of, I didn't mention this, but I want to mention it because I don't mind, because a lot of people are going through this, and I would love to share my story with the world. I had a rough childhood growing up, and I had to help raise my siblings at a young age of 8. And while doing, my parents were there physically but not mentally, so I know a lot of people know what that means. But me having to do that on top of being bullied, on top of being in special ed, it was a lot on me as a child, you know. And I couldn't focus on things that I was supposed to focus on, because I'm focused on grown folks, things, trying to take care of children. So now that I'm grown, I do have children of my own. I have 4. So now I focus on my own family, my husband and my 4 children. I try to stay within my own circle and what I like to do. So I would stay away from those type of things. So the best thing is to stay away.
Yeah, great advice. Let's talk about the beauties. Let's talk about Serenity. Tell us about Serenity, and tell us about the travels here, and more specifics about this great children's book.
Okay, so Serenity is actually the beauty's mother in the book. She gave birth to the beauties in this place called Amore Village. And when she gave birth to the beauties, before she gave birth, there was a legend going around that if someone gave birth to a set of triplets, the triplets would be very powerful and magical. Well, she gave birth to the beauties, but before she gave birth to them, she made these amazing bracelets. Each bracelet had a shape to them. One had stars, one had hearts, and one had diamonds. And she made those bracelets for her 3 daughters because she knew she was going to pass away giving birth to the girls. So when she did, her mother, Grace, took custody of the girls and their big brother, Ethan, and she helped raise the beauties. And when the girls turned 9, Serenity wanted her mother to give them those bracelets, and that's when they got their superpowers.
And what
they
are
hit their mother, too.
Yeah, that's so cool. What are their superpowers?
So, love superpower, she blows love dust. Faith superpower is empathy. So when faith touches you, she can feel what you're going through, and you can feel her, so you feel safe around faith. And hope superpower is freezing. So she frees time before activity happens. So, like, let's say if a kid getting ready to bully another kid, getting ready to push them to the ground, hope will freeze them before the push happens and allow her sisters to work their magic.
I love what you say on the book. You say in the back of the book, you say, our children are our future. Let's help them rise. What do you hope happens with this book and the other books that are coming up?
I hope that children are able to read the book, understand the message, and it change the... I would say theory, but it changes the way people look at bullying. That's why it's called the Beauty Bullying Adventure. I know some people be like, bullying adventure? It sounds like the girl's the bully. No, sometimes you got to take that word and change it. Because who said that the word bullying is really bullying? Sometimes we put words and we change the way words are. And that's my... Not to say we're trying to make bullying a good thing, because it's not. It's a bad thing. You don't want... But we need to bring awareness to it. And what I mean by that is my biggest thing is taking the victim and taking the bully and both of them able to understand the meaning of bullying and why it's not important, because both of them are suffering. Like, the bully is only bullying because they are suffering from somebody bullying them or messing with them or something's going on with them inside, and that's their way of putting it out there. They're messing with somebody else. So that child needs something to help them. So I created the self-esteem / self-awareness workbook. And that's for people that are being bullied and people that are bullying, so they can learn how to focus on their self. Because I really feel like everything that a child needs, an adult needs, anybody needs, is already within you.
Oh, I so agree with that. And that's great that you told us about the workbook. So somebody goes through the workbook. I mean, you could be any age, because let's face it, it's what you said, Barbara. You carried around with you what's happened to you when you were younger.
Yes, and I have. And instead of me, sorry about that, and instead of me using what happened to me when I was younger as keeping me angry and not wanting to be around other people, I took my past pain and used it as my future gain to be able to help other people. And I look at the youth as far as helping them, because children, they don't understand, they don't know, they look for help. And I was that same child once upon a time, and I want to be that help for them, that help that I didn't have. I want to be what I never had to others.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's, again, wonderfully illustrated. The story nails it, and you talked about it, love and faith and hope and all of that. What happens next? Where do you go from here? Because I can't imagine, and we know you and I talked about this off the air, not the end of the line.
No. So I'm actually a director, producer, screenwriter, and an author. Like I told you, I lived in my head as a child, so I have all these creative things in my mind that I'm ready to release. And me doing this, I'm really just being my authentic self and doing something that I love, which is creating. So I have a business called Internal Passion Creations, and within that business, everything that I create from books to movies will be under that particular umbrella. But I plan to turn the Beauty Bullying Adventure into... my goal is to turn it into a cartoon, so I'm actually working on a pilot for that. But I also put that book into a competition, international book competition, and I will find out if I won or not in September 1st, actually. Mm. Also, the book actually got its first 5-star seal, so it's a great read, and I think all schools and all libraries should have this book for children, because I know a lot of people have, some people have things out here about bullying, but not in this way. Like my girls, they say this chant, bullying, bullying, can't do it, violence, violence, stop doing it. And that allows them to, they say it 3 times, and it allows them to teleport around the world to the location that Serenity sends them to.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Wonderful story. I can't wait to see where it goes from here. You can pick up Barbara's book, The Beauty's Bullying Adventure. You can pick up that on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. Barbara, thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Nothing to hide. Natural beauty.
Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Dennis. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Virtual green room right now. I can't wait to introduce you to Ray Acuna. His book is called Guardians of Air Force Resources. I learned so much that I didn't know that I thought I knew, and you're going to learn too. It's interesting. He enlisted in the Air Force in 1961. He served two combat tours in Vietnam. We thank him for that. Think about this. He met the first U.S. president ever to visit a combat zone, which I didn't even know that, Lyndon B. Johnson, and he's a Texan. And can you imagine that conversation with LBJ, because he was a Texan? So interesting, his career and where it's taken him to a very special place, a very special office. In his book, he talks about real-world criminal cases. They're summarized in each chapter. He had to go to the Pentagon to get approval for some of what he talks about, and of course, there's much he can't talk about, but it is a fascinating read. He was an agent for the Air Force Office of Special Investigations, something I had no idea about, and wait till you hear this story. Ray, thanks for coming on.
Yes, thank you for having me, Kate.
So, talk about your career. You heard I mentioned the tours in Vietnam. What was it like meeting LBJ, especially in those circumstances of what you were dealing with in Vietnam?
Yes, I was very fortunate. I was standing as part of the Honor Guard. I was standing next to the reviewing stand where President Johnson was giving his speech. And afterwards, he stepped down from the platform and wanted to walk up and down the line of the honor guard, which was composed of the four military services. You know, there was a squad for each one of the military services. And I was fortunate to be very the second person in the front row, and he walked by and stopped, and he looked at my name, and he very, very correctly said, "Where are you from, Acuña?" And I said, "San Antonio, Texas, sir." And he said, "Put it there, fellow Texan." And we shook hands. He spoke Spanish as well, so I have a picture of him that appeared in Life magazine at that time, and a lot of pictures were taken of course, being the president and visiting the war zone for the first time, and so Life magazine covered him very well, and there's one of the pictures that shows me standing in front of the president when he stopped to talk to me.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. So that happens, and you get an Associate of Arts degree in criminal justice. And then when you get that degree in the early 70s, you get selected for the office I talked about, the U.S. Air Force Office of Special Investigations, as a special agent. And what was that like? And what was it like going to that academy?
Yes. It was... For me, it was the most rewarding experience I ever had. It was like something that every law enforcement person feels attending any one of the academies, just like the FBI Academy. Agents go through the same similar curriculum as the agents do in the Air Force. So it was exciting for me, very exciting.
And you probably didn't know much about what was going to happen because you're learning it. Then you get into the office, and I said this at the top, there's things you couldn't talk about when you wrote this book. You had to make sure it was approved and whatnot. But what did you do? What was your job as a special part of the special investigations group?
Yes. There's agents are assigned to every Air Force installation worldwide. There's always an office on an Air Force installation manned by special agents. The responsibilities are to actually look for any crime committed against the Air Force. Any type of crime, fraud investigations, criminal intelligence, all aspects of wrongdoing against the Air Force.
When you went into that, did you think that you would be investigating the things that you were and how every day was different?
That was pretty much expected. Once you become an agent, you expect to be involved with any type of wrongdoing towards the Air Force. I mean, regardless of who committed the offenses, as long as they're connected to the Air Force, well, special agents can investigate.
Yeah, and it can be anything. It can be a threat to even a base, to whatever it is in your area. So that's what I think is so interesting, that the different kind of crimes you had to investigate.
Yes, so there are categories that apply to the investigations themselves. Crimes against a person, crimes against the property, and that's basically the jurisdiction is involving all those crimes that involve Air Force personnel or its property.
Yeah, and you did that from 73 till 87, and then you come back for more, and you end up becoming the deputy provost marshal. What was that like?
Well, that was again a continuance of what I was involved being a special agent. I mean, Provost Marshal is considered the chief of police at a Army installation. And as deputy, I had the responsibilities to oversee the military police operations on that installation.
Yeah. Wow. So the book again is Guardians of Air Force Resources. We're speaking to Ray Acuna, and you can get this book on Amazon, Barnes and Noble. What do you hope people listening to our conversation, people who go and get your book, what do you hope they take away from reading it?
The takeaway from the book is that people can understand, especially the Air Force community, that there are people that can be contacted to report any type of crime against the Air Force. The special agents really become the guardians of Air Force resources.
Yeah, that's why the book is so perfectly named. All the real-world criminal cases that are summarized in each chapter. Such interesting cases that you covered and book. Ray, thank you for joining us on the show.
Okay.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.